fast move. This is going to be a fast song, too.
Hey, man. Hallelujah.
I like this song. Light on my feet, ready to fly.
Let's move.
Can't afford.
think about that. Songs of God, Lord, fill the Spirit of God. Lord, your gracious Spirit. Oh, Lord, I know you know his needs, Lord. I just pray, dear God, Lord, he'd call upon the one that's rich in mercy and all that call upon him, Lord. You've never turned the one away. You said, all that come to me, you said, I'll no wise turn them away. And Lord, if Taylor needs to be saved this morning, God, I pray you'll help him, Lord, to not only ask you, Lord, to save him, but I pray you'll help him, Lord, to believe you to do it. Give him, Lord, I pray, that blessed assurance, Father, no better time than right now. Your word doesn't say yesterday, doesn't say tomorrow. It said today is the day. Now is accepted time. I pray for Taylor this morning, Father. Taylor, are you saved? 100%. All right. Lord, bless my brother here this morning, Lord. Lord, bless him, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Lord. Pray God your hand on him, Lord, like mine's on him, Lord. Be with him, Jesus. Be with him.
Let me tell you about my Jesus.
What the Lord's telling you to do, honey. Just listen to your heart.
He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Let my Jesus change your life.
Jesus!
Let my Jesus change your life!
good.
Brother Ray, she's got a special to do.
All right.
Ain't no grave.
All right. That's a Christian's national anthem, amen. Ain't no grave. Don't lay claim to me, amen. Bless them, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know how to get this on film or how to get this recorded, but hallelujah for it, amen. Good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bless them, Lord.
What a glorious day it's been so far.
Yeah. I like to start them like that. Amen.
Great day.
Oh, here comes Tyler.
He's ready to sing.
Thomas, he's going to help us sing.
Yeah. He said, I'm in.
Thomas is going to help us sing. He likes to sing.
Amen. Come on.
It ain't in there. 126 ain't in there.
Bless him, Lord. It should be in the
back. Uh-oh. Hold on a minute. Hold on a second. Little girl.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Y'all pray for me today.
Bless her, Lord.
That I'll be able to get the words out.
Bless her, Lord.
I've been having all trouble all week.
Bless
heart trouble. Breathing.
Yeah.
So, but God, if God's with me, I'll
bless
be able to do
bless
it.
Her, Lord.
And I know He is.
Bless.
But just remember me, dear Lord.
Bless you, Sister Joanne. Help her, Lord.
Okay.
Now you can take me out to the graveyard.
Yeah.
And you can lay somebody down.
Thank you, Joanne.
But on that resurrection morning, woo! I'm gonna come up out of the back room.
He said, I need something to play. Amen. Good job. Good singing. Good all the way around. Good. Amen. The Bible said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalms 34, verse 8. Praise God, I got in the buffet line. I can testify that it's good. Amen. Everything about God is good. Ain't nothing bad about God. Even His judgment is good. I'm telling you, God in mercy judges. Amen. We're going to be preaching out of Judges today. I want to say a few things before we go to the message. And, Brother Mark, first of all, he's preaching tonight. If you've been here last Sunday night, he preached a tremendous message on what's needed today out of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 1 through 3, and it was, I mean, good. If you'd been here last Sunday night, you'd have heard old Brother Eddie sing. I can't sing a lick, you'd still heard it, amen. I did sing last Sunday night. Song my daughter used to sing when she was 10 years old. The only real peace I have is in Him. Amen. The Bible says there's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. But praise God, Jesus came, the Prince of Peace, and gave us peace. He said, my peace I give unto you. I've had 34 years of peace, Brother Denny. I'm telling you, you can't go to Walmart and say, I want a box of peace. You can't go to the drugstore and say, I need some pills for peace. Jesus is the only one that can give peace. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad He gave me peace. Yes. Really, I've been enjoying peace, boy. Amen. You know what? You can take that for granted if you ain't careful. Mm-hmm. I look at what's going on in America, and as bad as it is, I'll tell you, I wish America could have peace again. Right. I remember my dad sleeping in the front yard in a chase lounge. We didn't have air conditioning back then. Wasn't no remote on the TV. We went out there and turned the antenna until we finally got something to come on the thing. It was black and white and it rolled while he's sitting there watching it. But we had one of them one-eyed monsters in the house. But it was hot in the house and Larry and Daddy go out and sleep in the front yard in the chase lounge. You do that today, somebody stick a knife in your head. I'm telling you, no peace. My God, saith my God to the wicked, America's become wicked, amen. Let me say this real quick. We're going to see the Ark Tuesday, this coming week, the 12th. My understanding is we're going to meet in Smith's Grove about 7 o'clock, 7:15, something like that. Set your Baptist watch for that, if you know what I mean. I can't imagine everybody being there on time. I've been pastoring a little while. I haven't pastored as long as I should. I've learned a lot about pastoring from a little bit that I have pastored. You just got to learn how to love people. My pastor said, people don't care how much you know. They want to know how much you care. And you got to care about them. You got to love them. Inspire them. You got to love them. You got to kind of be on their side the best you can. And if you have to, you pull the sword out and say, I'm telling you, the Bible says contrary to that. Amen. The Bible said we bear not the sword in vain. I'm glad I do have a Bible. Amen. It's instruction in righteousness. And we need to pay attention to those instructions. Amen. Let me say this also. We had a somewhat of a Wednesday night service this past week. And this is what I want to say about that. If we want to start having Wednesday night services, I'm okay with it. I said if there's a need, I need to be here. But I would like for us to start our Wednesday night services. If we're going to have Wednesday night service, I'd like to announce it properly. And I'd like for us to start next week, not this week, because I need to go over to Bethel and tell them I ain't there, amen. I don't want to think I'm backsliding. I don't want to think something happened, amen. I want to go over and tell them, hey, I won't be back. But you know, churches grow. And if they don't grow, something's wrong, but they need to grow.
Right, amen.
Hope y'all get this right. They need to grow to the point that they're ready for Sunday night. They're ready for Wednesday night. I don't want to have a service, nobody show up. It takes a while to grow in the Lord. The Bible said it, babes in Christ, newborn babes in Christ, desire to see and seal milk of the word, you may grow thereby.
Yeah.
I think we're not there, but I'm okay if we want to try it. I'm okay with it. We'll start it. But I don't want to start a Wednesday night this week. For one reason, we're going to the Ark Tuesday. And it'll be okay, but I'd really rather start it week after this. Do it right. We'll talk about that. I want to preach now. But keep that in mind. Pray about it. We'll talk about it. If you want to start this week, I'm not against it. I just kind of like go over there and tell them, hey, I ain't going to be here. We're going to start having services Monday through Monday, Sunday, Wednesday, Monday, Sunday night, Sunday morning. I'll get it right here in a minute. Kind of hard to have your mind on two things. Amen. Judges chapter 16. Good to be here. I enjoyed that singing. I don't know about y'all, but that ain't everywhere.
Yeah. Right.
I'm telling you, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? Liberty.
Amen.
That was some Amen. Liberty here.
Yeah.
Did y'all notice Rita just come right up here? No intermission. Just come up, picked up mic, and started singing right after, I believe it was Danny and and Carolyn sung that song about where could I go but to the Lord? Did you see Rita? I mean, didn't wait, just come up here and that's needed. Did you see Tatum come up here? I mean, buddy, I'm telling you, there was liberty here. And I'm not going to stick my foot in my mouth. I'll just tell you, I like what I saw, what I heard here this morning. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to read a little bit more scripture than we have been normally reading. And the reason I'm going to read more scriptures is I want you to understand what's going on with Samson. I didn't know this Samson message was going to be this big. God gave me this message about a month ago.
Amen.
And I thought it'd just be a three-point message, one service, be done. Amen, back there, Brother James. I like that, amen. We started out talking about Samson's conception, how he was conceived in the mind of God, for he was ever conceived in the womb of his mother, the wife of I can't even say his name now. Heck. I ain't even got his name right here. Manoah. Anyway, he was conceived in the mind of God before he was ever conceived in the womb of his mother. America is a lot like Samson. I believe God raised up America. I believe I can prove it. But he raised up America to fulfill his word, that this gospel be preached in all the world for witness. Every single missionary has come from America.
Amen.
America has been gospel saturated. I know our ears are dull of hearing, but we still need the gospel message. We still need it.
Right. Amen.
Then we preached about Samson having that great spirit. You know, he had a good conception. He had a good spirit. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him, tore a lion in two, man. He killed 1,000 Philistines with jawbone of an ass. Sad thing is, we're fixing to read about the last chapter in Samson's life. Now, in comparison with America, America had a great beginning. America had the right spirit, amen. But as Samson, so is it with America. It would be good if Samson's story ended in Judges 15, verse 20, where it says, and he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines 20 years. It'd been good, brother, if he just stopped right there.
Right. Yes.
That'd been good, wouldn't it? It'd been good if there'd been nothing else wrote about him, but there was. It's in Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, it says, and the books were opened.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad mine's got empty pages, reading. Mine's on the blood, amen.
Thank you.
Everybody ain't like Brother Ed. Everybody don't get saved. And I'm going to tell you this, the book's going to be open, amen.
That's right.
It'd be good if there'd nothing else been wrote about Samson. It'd been good if nothing else had been wrote about David in 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 1 through 27, when he had that fling with Bathsheba. It'd been good if nothing else had been wrote about Solomon, 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 125, where it talks about Solomon having many strange women and strange wives, and he turned his heart from God to other gods. It'd been good. But we've got to read the rest of Samson here. So we're going to read 25 verses here about Samson, starting in chapter 16, verse 1. Then went Samson to Gaza, saw there a harlot, went in unto her. And it was told to Gehazi, saying, Samson is come hither. And they compassed him in and lay wait for him all the night in the city, in the gate of the city, and were quiet all night, saying, in the morning when it's day, we shall kill him. I want y'all to listen to this, that's important. Samson lay till midnight and arose at midnight. Where's that Spirit of the Lord at? Y'all notice that?
Yeah.
Took the doors of the gate of the city and two posts and went away with them, barring on, put them upon his shoulders and carried them up to the top of a hill as for Hebron. No Spirit of the Lord mentioned. Last time the Spirit of the Lord mentioned by Samson is in Judges 15 verse 40 when the Philistines shouted and said that, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. No Spirit of the Lord here. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Yes.
It came to pass afterwards that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. The Lord of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, what? Entice him. This is probably about as good a time as any to read this scripture. I'm going to read this real quick here. Proverbs chapter 7. Listen to this. We'll start verse 22. And he goeth after her straightway as an ox to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. I'm in Proverbs chapter 7, verse 23. Till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare, and knoweth not that it's for his life. Hearken unto me now, therefore, ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thy heart decline to her way. Samson's going to his demise. Go not astray in her paths. Listen to this. For she hath cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house. Was Samson a strong man? Even with that Spirit of the Lord, he took the gates of the city.
That's right.
Many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is a way to hell, going down to the chambers of death.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, me. Entice him. James said, every man's tempted when he's drawn up away of his own lust and enticed. James chapter 1 there, verse 14 through 16. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin when it's finished bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved. They said entice him. By what they said entice him, and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him. Jesus mentioned about a strong man. Mm-hmm. He said first you got to bind him, then you spoil him.
Right.
In Mark chapter 3 verse 27. And to afflict him, and we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. Now we've not read no further than that in the preaching so far, so we're going to go a little further today. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, wherewith thou mayest be bound to afflict thee. And Samson said unto her, if they bind me with 7 green withs that never were dry, then shall I be weak and be as another man. You know, America has been playing around with sin like Samson's doing right here. He's playing with sin.
Right.
You go ahead and bring a rattlesnake in your house, it won't last long, amen. Amen. Then the Lord of the Philistine brought up her 7 green wrists, which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber. He's in the death chamber, buddy.
Yeah.
And she said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he, do you see no Spirit of the Lord? Yeah. Anybody knows that? And he brake the whist as a thread of tow is broken when it's touched the fire, so his strength was not known. And Delilah said unto Samson, behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mayest be bound. And he said unto her, if they bind me fast, whenever he's playing with sin. The Bible says, Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes be not burned? I'm just telling you, Samson's playing with sin.
Yeah, that's right.
Just like America. He said that, bind me fast with new robes, verse 11, that never occupied, then I shall be weak and be as another man. And Delilah therefore took new robes and bound him therewith, and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And there were liars in wait, abiding in the chamber, and he brake them off from his arm, off his arms like a thread. No spirit of God, Brother Ed.
That's right.
Delilah said unto Samson, hitherto thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Tell me wherewith thou mightest be bound. Mm-hmm. He said unto her, if thou weavest the seven locks of my head with the web, and she fashioned it with the pen, and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson, and he awaked out of his sleep. You know, America's just like Samson right here in bed with sin, playing with sin, sleeping in sin.
Yeah, yeah.
He awaked out of his sleep, went away with the pin of the beam, with the web, and she said unto him, how canst thou say I love thee when thy heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lies. You know, he can just go so far and sin.
That's it.
And Samson now, he's getting ready to put his neck in the noose. And it came to pass when she pressed him daily. Have you noticed you can get over your head in sin and you can't find your way back?
Yeah.
That's kind of where Samson is right here. He needs to get up and go out like he took the bars and the door and the gate.
Right.
Hey, she pressed him daily, Brother Mitchell, with the words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death. And he told her all his heart. And said unto her, there hath not come a razor upon my head. He getting ready to get shaved bald. He's not trying to get woke. I'm just telling you, he just in sin. Amen?
Yeah, right.
And you know, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. There it is.
Yes, it is, man.
If I be shaven, boy, is this ever just like America. America been just like Samson, been raised unto God from its beginning. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the Lord of the Philistines, saying, come out this once, for he hath showed me all his heart. Then the Lord of the Philistines came unto her, look here, brought money in her hand. Let me tell you something, buddy. There's been a lot of money changed hands.
That's right.
You just don't make $11 million a year and something not be up. You know what I mean?
Right.
$11 million a year. I noticed this week the feds have got their eye on the Biden family. Some kind of corrupt gain. Some kind of under the table kind of stuff.
Right.
They brought money in the hand.
Right.
You know, you can laugh all you want to, but I've been watching this country for 68 years. I know I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I've saw America go from here to here, and it's fixing to take another step.
Right.
Samson's on the last step of his ladder here.
Right.
They brought money in their hand. She made him sleep upon her knees. Just how gullible can you be? Well, how gullible can you be? You know, I need to be careful right here. I've been surprised at just how gullible America's become.
Right.
One each arm. Boost me. Put my mask on.
But
I'm just telling you, buddy, you better put your trust in God.
Amen.
Don't trust in this stuff.
That's
don't
right.
believe these lies.
That's
don't
right.
go to sleep in the lap of
Amen.
God.
That's right.
I've been watching it.
Right.
I watched our streets. Saw a 72-year-old man be beat to death with one of them bear cones, hit and killed him. Right in broad day. In America!
That's right.
What's the man really beating another man and got a knife and killed him? They're going to put the man in jail for trying to keep him dying, saving his life in self-defense, kill the man? Something wrong in America.
That's right.
Oh, she made him sleep upon her knees. She called for a man. And she caused him to shave off the seven locks of his head.
Yeah.
And she began to afflict him, Brother Ed. And what? His strength went from him. She said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson, and he awoke out of his sleep. Bible mentions in Matthew, I believe, chapter 11, while men slept. An enemy sowed tares among the wheat. That's what's going on in our schools right now. We're writing history. He awoke out of his sleep, and he said, I will go out as at other times. Not today, Samson. You know, that worked pretty good to right now.
Amen.
He said, I will go out as other times before and shake myself. Not this time, buddy. And he wished not. That means knew not. He wished not the Lord was departed from him, but the Philistines took him, put out his eyes, brought him down to Gaza, bound him with fetters of brass, not steel, not this time. Oh, yeah, the thread will work this time. And he did grind in the prison house. I'll stop my reading right there. We've got to get on with this message. Lord, we thank you for the privilege, Lord, to stand for your word amidst this crooked and perverse generation, Lord. It's not just in America, Lord. It's truly, Lord, setting up for the Antichrist. I see it, Lord. I can't do nothing about it. We want to cry aloud. We want to lift up our voice like a trumpet. We want to do like Noah, Lord. We want to try to preach righteousness, Lord. Oh, my. Help us, Lord, even today. Oh, forgive us our sins.
Yes.
Lord, anoint us afresh. Preach to us and through us. May we be a blessing to you. We'll love you and praise you for whatever you do. Ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, one thing to note here, no more Spirit of the Lord mentioned here in chapter 16. Sin's taking Samson down. Bible says fools make a mock at sin. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 9. You might laugh about sin till sin gets its coils wrapped around you and it ain't funny
anymore. Right.
Man, when you become a prisoner of sin, I only know one, Sue, that can set captives free.
Amen.
I only know one that comes to save sinners.
Amen.
Praise God, this old sinner got saved. Amen.
Amen.
I followed her footsteps. Amen.
Amen.
I didn't know I was being set up, but it's the right kind of set up. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad Sandy's here this morning. She knows about Eddie Wade getting saved. She knows how bad he was before he got saved. I don't have to elaborate on it, but she knows the bad about Eddie, and she knows the good about Eddie.
Amen.
And as wrong as I was, I'm glad God still had mercy and got a fool like me saved. Well, let me tell you something about sin. It'll make a fool out of you. And Samson being made into a fool, and he's going to play the part of a fool for the Philistines, the ones that he's been, he ruled Israel for 20 years. And I'm telling you, he had the Spirit of God on him. Hey, he might not have been perfect, but I'll tell you what, God was using him.
Yeah, that's right.
America, brother, is kind of like Samson. It may not be perfect,
but
God's been using America.
Right.
I think, you know, the Bible says sin separates us between us and God. And I know the Bible said, and I believe it's Proverbs 14:34, righteous exalt of a nation, but sin's a reproach to any people. I believe the sins of America have come up before God.
Yeah.
I believe God looked down and said, I guess it's about time to bring some judgment. You read that, Genesis chapter 19, there's a man named Noah, he's somewhere else not be. Bible does say something good about him, though, Brother James. See, that righteous man dwelling among them.
Yeah.
Fixed his righteous soul from day to day.
Mm-hmm.
From their conversation. Neither was he partaker of their evil deeds. And the Bible says that God got him out. I believe God's going to get us out.
Yes,
He is. I believe the sin of Sodom reached heaven.
Bless Him, Lord.
I believe the sin of America has reached heaven.
Yes.
And I believe it was a sin sung that song, going to fly away. I won't live down here in the dirt all my life, amen.
Amen.
I'm going where the streets are going. I don't know if ain't got any dirt in heaven or not, baby.
Come on now.
Hey, I'm telling you, I know surely But until then, we're like Lot. We're dwelling among them. I don't know if you noticed that, but they're getting a little bit more vocal. They're getting a little smarter. They're taking the law, twisting it.
Right.
I'm not trying to learn pronouns. And I'm not going to. I know a pronoun, but I ain't going to misuse a pronoun to try to describe somebody that's out of. I don't have a will of God, but I'm telling you, buddy, they're falling like Samson, past the fool, past the sin. Right. I'm telling you, the Bible says clearly, sin, when it's finished, it brings forth death. Amen. I'm telling you, buddy, we don't need to be trying down the path of sin. The path of the just has a shining light, shining more and more to the perfect God. I'm on my way to glory. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, America ain't perfect. God's still using America, Brother James, back there, amen.
Yeah, that's right.
He's still using America. He wasn't done with Samson. We'll have a good point to this message here. But no more spare of the Lord. Sin's taking Samson's down. He's taking him down. He'll take anybody down to let it. Bible says by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and therefore death passed upon all men. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Romans 6, 23 says the wages of sin is death.
Right.
I'm just telling you, buddy.
Yes.
America's like Samson on the way down. Notice this is the last chapter of Samson. It's a sad commentary of a great champion. America like Samson. Getting a sad commentary.
Yeah.
Man, I look at how this nation was conceived. How perfect it was raised up. The Constitution has been replaced with civil rights.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, buddy, that sin will try. God told Cain, behold, sin lies at the door. It wants in.
Sure
it wants in your house. It wants in this house. It wants in every house. Hey! It wants in the Supreme Court Justice House. It wants in Congress. It wants in the independence, whatever you call the president building. Sin wants in. And if sin gets in, it'll make a mess. Amen.
Right.
Sin ain't nothing funny about sin.
Amen.
Man, the Bible tells us to abstain from it.
Right.
Amen. Buddy, I'll tell you right now, I've watched a lot of people succumb to sin. I've been to their funeral, Brother Jerry. Most of them had that I wish they hadn't done it look.
Right. Amen.
America, just like Samson, spiraling. They change the name all they want to. They change the laws all they want to. I'm telling you, this thing's set, buddy. Hebrews 9:27, as it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. I'm telling you, buddy. I don't want to go to God in sin. I want to go to God saying, forgive me.
Right.
Wash me. Cleanse me. Let me be accepted in thy sight. Amen.
Right.
Sad commentary of a great champion. Samson, now he's in bed with the enemy. Souls of America. Amen. Yeah. Mark done a good job teaching this morning. He made mention about adding sin to sin. Bible mentioned about Israel. Said that they sold themselves to sin. Sin's got a price. Samson's paying a price for it. America's paying a price for it. That's why, you know, they've got all these shootings going on. People's having it to hear.
That's right. Amen.
They don't want to live. They don't want you to live. They're mad. Sin's got them. Those Twin Towers fell September 11th, 2001. I thought of that verse where God warned Israel in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 5. You know what he said? You know what he said, Larry? He said, I'll take the hedge away. You see, we was like Samson. The enemy couldn't get the advantage over us, Miranda. That's what old Job complained about in Job chapter 1, verse 12. He said, you put a hedge about him. Take away that hedge. Let me have him. I'll show you what I'll do to him. Well, God warned Israel. He said, I'll take away the hedge. When I saw those Twin Towers on fire and saw them falling down, you know what I thought about Sandy? God's taking away the hedge. America been blessed. Oh my, been blessed. Just celebrating our 246 year since we become independent, since we become free people, since we become the apple of the devil's eye, I guess. You know, I'm just telling you, boy, the devil's had his eye on America.
Yes.
Every country in the world wants to get to America by any means. They call it the milk and honey, the land of the free, and the home of the blessed. I'm just telling you, when those twin tires fell, Brother James, I've seen some writing over here. Many, many tinkle, tinkle your parts in.
Right.
Been weighed in the balance and found one.
That's right. Amen.
Bill Chester died that very night.
Yeah.
That very night he died. He went a little too far in sin. Mm-hmm. Didn't he? Went a little too far. That's what sin wants you to do.
That's
just
right.
Go a little far.
Yeah, right. Amen.
Entice him, they say. Right. We'll give him money. Find out. Judgment came upon Samson. And you can look and see judgment coming upon America. Like I said, when those twin tires fell, that was the beginning of it. Beginning of the sorrows of this great country. Samson got a haircut in the devil's barber shop. And America's being shaved by of her glory right now before they burned the flag.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
That's right.
How unthankful. That's one of the signs of last days. Unthankful. Unholy.
Right. Amen.
Unthankful.
Right. Amen.
Go out there and take a knee during the national anthem. Right. Shoot them. Yeah. Hang them. I don't care. I want to tell you right now, there's people died for our freedom.
Yeah.
Right. Died for rights. Right. Died for honor. And somebody wants to go out there and somehow smear or shame the flag, the national anthem of our flag. I say, string them up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
Brother, that's hate speech. I hate that kind of stuff.
I know.
Hey, if they won't repent, hang them up.
That's right.
Give them some fentanyl. Give them one of them vaccines. Amen.
Right.
I'm not for that. I'll just tell you right now, buddy. You go ahead and sit silent. You go ahead and say nothing. See what happens to your America.
That's right.
You better learn how to vote, buddy.
That's right.
Find out what these people stand for. Vote these bums out. I'm telling them, they found that weak place. They find out what they get a foot in America.
Amen.
They found out his weakness.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He'd been living for God. He still had them seven locks. Mm-hmm. That's all he had to do was get rid of them seven locks. And when them hair, when that hair was cut, Samson's strength was gone. Not only did they realize they could bind him, but he found out God had departed from him. America's just one step behind Samson.
Yep.
You go ahead and be silent. Yeah. You go ahead and cast your vote. Have go ahead. That's what I'm going to heaven. Hey.
Amen.
Help yourself. Vote this rainbow bunch in.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Listen, I love them. I do.
Right, right.
I love them. God loves them. I'm going to tell you right now, buddy. God's ready to judge the quick and the dead. His appearance, 2 Timothy 4:1.
Amen.
Here's what he said: I charge thee therefore, for the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall at his appearance judge the quick and dead. He said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season.
Amen.
He said, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, and we're there.
Right. Right.
Where they'll not endure sound doctrine.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
They'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears.
Yeah.
They turn from the truth to what? Fables.
Yeah.
It's time we hold on some stuff.
Amen. Right. Amen.
You couldn't get my King James Bible from me. They just shot the minister up there in Japan with a homemade shotgun. I'd take a gun barrel shot before you get my King James Bible.
That's right.
Thank God for it. Amen. Exceeding great and precious promises to us. You ain't getting mine.
Amen.
They might destroy the Constitution. They might destroy the Bill of Rights. No way, baby.
Amen.
Heaven and earth will pass away.
Yeah.
Jesus said in Matthew 24:35, my words shall never pass away. Tell me right now, buddy, I thank God for my Bible. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, thank God for it. They don't like to retain God in their knowledge. I love Him. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, they want to get rid of Him. I want to have more of Him. Amen. Mm-hmm. Samson's getting a haircut down at the devil's barber shop. Bible says in Psalms chapter 11 verse 3, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I'll tell you what you can do. You can be bound.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Trying to think of a name. Refuse to sign a marriage certificate for two men.
Yeah.
Any other time I could mention her name, but right now I'm brain dead. Amen. But she stood her ground. Amen. She wouldn't bend. She wouldn't bow. They didn't like it, but I did. Circuit Court Justice. She stood her ground. Oh, man. Here's the only good part about this message.
That was Kim Davis. Right?
Kim Davis. Thank you, Brother Ed. Kim Davis. We need some more Kim Davis. We need some people that can't be bought out, that can't slip in, that can't overturn what made America great, like what happened to Samson here. However, there is some good to say about Samson. Now, if you're kind of like Samson, you know you're saved, and you know what you've been living your life in this way. You know what he did? He died in faith.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty good commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Bible mentioned that he died in faith in Hebrews chapter 11. And it says this, all these died in faith, verse number 13. And not only did he die in faith, he repented of what he'd done. He said, Lord, forgive me. Restore my strength. There may be avenged in my eyes.
Amen.
In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32, talking about some of the champions of the faith, Samson's one of them. And in verse number 33, he's the one that stopped the mouth of lions. He tore a lion in two.
That's right.
Hey, listen, I don't know what's coming your way. My advice is, say with God.
Amen.
He'll get you through it.
Amen. Right.
He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. He said, Lord, with you always, even to the end of the world, just stay with Jesus.
Right.
I don't know how bad it's going to get. I'm like all y'all, wondering what's going to be on the news next.
That's right.
I just know this day now, I'm going with Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going all the way.
Right.
Hey, I'm not looking for an elder, I'm looking unto Jesus. The elder and the finisher of all faith. Hey, I'll keep my eyes on him. Amen. Bible said, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ said, the right hand of the Father, and be not conformed to this, now be not let me read that, Colossians chapter 3, be not, something about this world here, be not caught up in the world, I think it says, Colossians chapter 3, here you go, it says, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ said, the right hand of God, set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. That's what I was trying to spit out.
Okay.
All right. He stopped the mouths of lions. And in Judges,
amen.
What did I put that in there? Let me see what this is here. Okay. There's, he remembered where he tore that young lion. I couldn't figure out why I wrote that in there. I wish America could do a Nineveh of repentance. Amen.
Amen.
But if America won't, Eddie can.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. The Lord deserves the reward of his suffering. You can do whatever you want to. He deserves us to be a blessing. He deserves us to give our heart to him. He deserves that we should live righteous, godly, and soberly in this present evil world. He deserves us to be a blessing, not a burden. Hey, let him take note. You've been with Jesus. Amen. He said, you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you.
Right.
We got to do something here in America. We can't put it off no longer.
That's right.
We got to be a little more vocal.
Amen.
And we got to be a little bit more involved. And I'm telling you, buddy, you see what happened to Samson? What you saw happen to Samson there? He ground, let me read that. He ground meal, made sport for the Philistines. It's coming to us. And I said this last time, he saw better after he lost his eyes than he ever did when he had them. Amen? Yeah. It said, the Lord of the Philistines gathered themselves together to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon, their God, to rejoice, for they said, our God has delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hand. And when the people saw him, don't my Samson, they praised their God, for they said, our God has delivered our the hands of our enemy and the sword of our country, which slew many of us. And then it came to pass when their hearts were merry that they called and said, call for Samson that he may make us spoil. They're making fun of Samson. That's what's going to happen to America.
That's right.
They called for Samson out of the prison house and he made them sport. And they said in between the pillars, I just want you to know, buddy, he did die, but he died with dignity. As bad as it was, Bonnie, he got in the great faith chapter of Hebrews chapter 11. He died in faith. He repented. He said, restore unto me the strength that I had.
Amen.
I'm telling you, there's still hope for America.
Yeah, they are.
America could have a testimony if it just get back on its feet, get back on in a touch with God, quit going down the path that it's on right now. The Bible talks about, pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit for a fall. America's getting too haughty and too prideful.
Yes,
I got to shut up here. Father, we thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to give this message, Lord, a closing. Lord, a great message, Lord, and how true it is that Samson, in many ways, just like America, Lord, been strong. Lord, stood 10 foot tall. Lord, lived and Lord, walked with God. And now, Lord, we've gone astray. Help this country, Lord. Help it, I pray.
Yes.
Oh, my God, help it, I pray, to return to God, for it's everlasting too late. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask everybody to stand. Get out, Brother Jerry, please. Sister Sharon. Get a verse of invitation to him. I don't know how the message went to you. I don't know how your life is. I'll just tell you this. We got an altar up there. No better place right up here. Brother Tatum, Sister Rita done broke it in this morning with tears.
Yeah.
Best thing you do is say, Lord, we need to talk.
Amen.
I got some things I need.